The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth in the world's greatest salmon fishery through investments in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I'm Molly Dishner. We're in the midst of our pledge drive here at KDLG. Find a link online with the show to make a donation and support shows like this. The Baywide Catch Tuesday was about 856,000 sockeye, bringing the season total to 10.7 million, with a total run estimated at 17 million so far. Port Muller says catches are up. Today's replacement index was 80, the second highest it's been all season. And the Quijack also saw a strong push of fish today. First, a quick look at today's marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Tonight, west winds 10 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tomorrow, southwest wind 10 knots, seas at 3 feet again. And tomorrow night, west winds 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, tonight south winds 20 knots, except 10 knots from Port Muller east, seas at 5 feet, some patchy fog. Tomorrow, south winds at 10 knots, seas at 5 feet. Coming up tonight, we check in on fishing in Togiak, Naknek, Quijack, and the Nooshiak. Igigik set and drift fleets have an opener tomorrow morning and another in the evening. Ugashik set netters and drifters have one 10-hour opening tomorrow. Set netters were extended in the Naknek, Quijack district through Thursday evening, and drifters there can go out tonight and again tomorrow. Nooshiak drifters are out tonight for an opener, again tomorrow, and then open from 7 p.m. Thursday until further notice. Set netters open as well in the Nooshiak. Togiak's having the slowest season, with restrictions announced today. More on that a little later in the show. First, let's look at the numbers. The Port Muller test boat was back in the water yesterday with a replacement index of 76. Today, it beat that with a replacement index of 80. The only day that's been better was June 26th, with a replacement index of 82. From them, expected tomorrow. The latest round of genetics from Fish and Game looked at fish caught at Port Muller from July 2nd to 4th. 15% of those were headed to Igigik, 12% to Naknek, 45% to the Quijack, 6% to the Wood, and 3-4% each to the Igushik, Nooshiak, and Alaganak. Yesterday's harvest was about 856,000 sockeye, and the total Bristol Bay sockeye run is estimated at about 17 million fish so far this summer. Igigik had the highest catches yesterday, 292,000 sockeye caught there, bringing the season total to about 3.6 million fish. The Ugashik catch was 251,000, season total 1.6 million. Naknek Quijack, 163,000 yesterday, season total 2.3 million. Nooshiak catch yesterday, 142,000, season total 2.9 million fish. Togiak, 8,300 caught yesterday, season total 47,000. And the sockeye per drift delivery, Ugashik leads at 1,806, then Igigik 427, Naknek Quijack 210, Nooshiak 224, and Togiak 62. Now to the escapement counts. 23,000 fish counted on the Ugashik yesterday, 418,000 season total. Igigik count was 78,000, season total 1.1 million. The Naknek River has hit the lower end of its escapement goal, 83,000 fish counted yesterday, bringing the season total to 826,000, just above the lower end of the goal of 800,000 reds. The Quijack, 493,000 fish counted yesterday, season total 1.5 million. Yesterday's Nooshiak sonar count was almost 3,000 kings, season total 84,000, and 30,000 reds counted there yesterday, season total 460,000. Yesterday's Wood River count was 76,000 reds, season total 980,000, 22,000 added by 6 a.m. The Ugashik also hit the lower end of its goal yesterday, which is 150,000 fish. 17,000 were counted yesterday, bringing the total to 163,000. 3,800 counted this morning by 6 a.m. Finally, Togiak counts are a little slow. 234 sockeye yesterday, 786 season total. And the boat counts. Naknek Quijack, 649 permits, 545 boats. That'll go up in 48 hours to 670 permits, 562 boats. Igigik, 375 permits, 307 boats, down to 373 permits, 306 boats at 9 a.m. July 10th. Nooshiak, 324 permits, 276 boats. That's going up 327 permits, 279 boats in 24 hours. Ugashik, 188 permits, 146 boats. That's spiking after the wait, 308 permits, 243 boats. Togiak, 51 boats, 51 permits. We're done. Before we move on to the news, if you have feedback, send it my way anytime. fish@kdlg.org or call us here at the station.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at crawleyfuels.com.
Naknek Quijack Area Manager Travis Ellison says escapement to the Quijack River is picking up, and the goal should be met soon.
And then today, from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., I had another 512,000 on top of that, and they were still coming. I did fly a survey of the Quijack River today, an estimate about 800,000 fish in the river below the tower. So with those numbers, we should have the minimum escapement goal met, if not today, by tomorrow.
That means more fishing time for the full district.
It's hard to say what's going to come after this, but since we've got our minimum escapement goal met, and right now, I mean, it appears that we've had some fish moving in, so it's a good time to fish hard on them, and then even though we're fishing hard and have the minimum goal met, we'll take some escapement later in the run just to protect our genetics.
Ellison also explained the downgrade to the Quijack forecast, which was based on the management plan for the Quijack River. Management starts out based on the forecast.
And then when we get to the midpoint of the run, which was a couple of days ago, we do a total run projection based on catch and escapement. So based on the catch and escapement that we had at that point, we projected 4.7 million. That resulted in the minimum escapement goal being moved down to 2.35 million.
Out in Togiak, the numbers aren't picking up, so fishing time there has been reduced. Fish and Game Area Manager Matt Jones says counts and catches in his district have been low.
We started counting on the 3rd, and through the 7th, we haven't even broke 1,000, which is, you know, definitely below where we expect to be. But maybe even more troubling is, yeah, that, you know, last week the catches were just dismal. You know, the catch unit effort just was not even close to par, and we haven't started off the week any better.
Jones says this is typically the peak of the season, but restrictions are needed because of the low return so far.
But certainly there's indications that things are both late and perhaps below forecast. It's already the lowest harvest forecast in 14 years, and so expectations weren't really high. But that warrants even more caution for us when we're seeing things really crawling right now, and across districts in the Bay, things are looking under forecast. And so just adds to proceeding with as much caution as we can in Togiak.
Shifting to the Nooshigak District, Area Manager Tim Sands says escapements are looking good in that district.
The escapement through the 7th, I think, was still part of the push from the storm that we had over the weekend. And I'm hoping that escapement starts to slow down now. But we're over 1 million fish in the Wood River, and we're 460,000 escapement in Nooshigak for sockeye. We have plenty of escapement. We're trying to provide as much opportunity as we can to harvest what fish are left to come.
Sands says he doesn't expect to open up the Wood River or waive the transfer period into the Nooshigak District.
In order to waive the transfer period, we have to have met the mid-range escapement goal in all three of our rivers. We're not even close to any of them yet. I don't really anticipate that we'll get close to any of them. So we don't anticipate waiving the waiving the transfer period. We don't anticipate opening up the Wood River. In order to open up the Wood River, we have to hit 1.1 million and project hitting 1.4 million escapement up there.
The Nooshogak District allocation is 74% drift, 20% Nooshogak section set, and 6% Igooshik section set. Sands says that the actual catches have been about 73% drift, 19% Nooshogak set, and 8% Igooshik set, and more fishing time is planned for everyone.
So we're really close on allocation, but the drift fleet's a little bit behind, and the Nooshogak set netters are a little bit behind. It's going to be hard to change those numbers, but with decrease in boat and the fact that yesterday the overall set net harvest was 37% and the drift harvest was 63%, I think we're seeing a trend where the set netters are starting to outfish the drift fleet. So in order to keep things close as they are now, we want to give both gear types kind of unlimited time.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Stay with me.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
A couple weeks ago, we caught up with one fisherman back for the summer from the East Coast. Here's a conversation KDLG's Hannah Colton had with Werner Wilson, who returned in June with a few more letters behind his name.
Hi, I'm Werner Wilson III, and I recently graduated from the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies with my Master's of Environmental Management.
It was a 2-year program, and Wilson focused on issues relating to environmental conservation in Alaska.
And that included things like corporate environmental management and mining issues and environmental law and policy in the United States.
The program took him all over the world. During the last year, Wilson traveled to Chile and Australia to learn about their mines and mining policies. Did you come away with any big insights?
Yes, I did. I think that we are very lucky as Alaskans, and especially us in Bristol Bay, that we have strong environmental policies and laws, including the Clean Water Act. Australia and Chile, they don't have as strong of environmental laws and policies, and their agencies are sort of weak. And so I think that after doing those studies, I'm definitely thankful with the laws and policies we have here.
But Wilson says the threats against Bristol Bay resources remain.
I think there's a lot of work to be done, and that's why I wanted to go get my degree. I think that we have a long fight ahead of us to protect our fisheries, and that we're just sort of beginning, and it's gonna be a generational battle.
And what does that fight look like for you in the near future? Are you going to stick around here or head back to the East Coast or what?
Well, that's a good question. I've applied to a few jobs in Alaska already. I just decided to take a little break from the books and the computer. It was a rigorous program, and I was so thankful to be finished, to be honest. But at the same time, I look back, I look at all of the opportunities that it's given me.
Wilson says he hopes to make his region proud by joining the ranks of Yale graduates who've made waves in the field of environmental conservation. For now, though, he's glad to be spending time fishing with his family.
When I was, in the midst of studying and in the midst of being very stressed out at some points, I would think of, my time on the water and seeing the fish jump and seeing the wildlife and just being at peace, watching the sunset. And it really got me through all the stress of trying to get a master's degree. And, some people have made fun of me. Oh, you could have got a really good paying job already and, not have had to have the stress of going fishing and, sliming salmon or whatever. But I yearn to get out on the water and to be amongst my family and friends and to be in nature. It's just, it gets in your blood, as people say.
Well, have a great season.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Again, that was KDLG's Hannah Colton speaking with Dillingham fisherman Werner Wilson a few weeks ago. Stay with me. It's about that time in the season when the focus shifts to what the price is going to be. Analysts are still waiting to see what it means for the market if the large volume expected to be caught this summer doesn't show up. In an email, fisheries economist Gunnar Knapp wrote that the big question related to prices is whether lower than forecast returns will make up for the weak market. No answer on that yet. And when I asked Copper River Seafood's Bristol Bay manager Wojta Novak last week about prices, well, I'll let you listen for yourself. Can you say what the price is?
Is the question for $1 million.
But earlier in the season, I checked in with Matt Allward, who's fishing over in Kodiak. He told me that the sockeye price there was about 95 cents per pound, about half of what it was last summer. Allward says the frozen fish in storage from last year is definitely driving prices down this summer.
Euro down and yen down and all that and dollar strong, it's not a good seller's market at all.
Small fish are also driving prices down, he says.
So far, all the areas that have caught fish, it's all been smaller fish, and that's the harder, the weaker markets for the smaller fillets, and that part is not helping us either.
Kodiak typically gets a higher price than Bristol Bay. Allward says he thinks that's at least partially related to transportation costs. In 2014, Fish and Game gave the Bristol Bay average sockeye price as $1.20, compared to $2.25 in Cook Inlet, $1.78 in Kodiak, and $2.29 in Prince William Sound. In 2013, that was $1.50 for Bristol Bay sockeye, $2.25 for Cook Inlet, $1.59 for Kodiak, $2.28 for Prince William Sound. Still waiting for 2015 data. In other fisheries news, SeafoodNews.com reports that Norway's salmon exports were up both in weight and value for the first half of 2015. The Norwegian Seafood Export Council says exports are up about 6% this year, with about a 3% increase in value. That salmon has replaced Russian salmon in European, Asian, and U.S. markets. And in Southeast Alaska, commercial trawlers are wrapping up their first king opener. Fish and Game announced Tuesday that the first opening of the summer will close at midnight tonight after 8 days of fishing. That opening was longer than many trawlers expected. This year's king salmon quota was the subject of a months-long dispute between Alaska and its neighbors to the south, including Canada, Washington, and Oregon. Alaska challenged the preseason forecast, which called for relatively low numbers of Chinook in southeast. Still, Fish and Game hasn't released a final number for this year's king salmon quota, so it's impossible to know how many kings the fleet is targeting. Exact numbers on how many were caught in this first opener won't be available for a few weeks while the department tabulates fish tickets. A second troll opening for kings is expected, though, in August. Finally, a quick look at the marine weather forecast. For Bristol Bay, tonight west winds 10 knots, seas at 3 feet. Tomorrow, southwest winds at 10 knots, seas at 3 feet. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, tonight south winds at 20 knots except 10 knots from Port Moeller East, seas at 5 feet, and some patchy fog. Tomorrow, south wind at 10 knots, seas at 5 feet. That's it for tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. The show airs nightly at 6:30 with replays at 10 and 2, or you can find it online. Send us story ideas, price guesses, and other feedback to fish@kdlg.org. I'm Molly Dishner. Dave Benninger produces the show. Keep in touch. We'll see you again tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.